Molly Beck is kind enough to join us. The Wisconsin State Journal. We talked with her last week about the upcoming election for the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. That is going on right now. And Molly is kind enough to take a few minutes out of her busy day to talk about how things are going over there. Hi, Molly.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. The you had mentioned to me when I was talking to you about the interview about the fact that the turnout in Madison, in the Dane County area, Madison area, it seems very high. You were saying somewhere around, looks like around 50%.
Yeah, the Dane County clerk said that voters were on pace to have about 50% turnout today, and at about 11 o'clock this morning, there was about double of the number of registered voters who had come to vote, as was the case in 2016, the last time we had a competitive Supreme Court race. And that was also the year that we had a presidential primary, so there was also more of a reason for voters to come out that year, too. So it looks like there's a lot of voting going on in the Madison area.
Well, and once again, this is, you know, dramatically higher than they've had in the past over in Madison, which is interesting. What are the reports? I mean, obviously, we're here in Minneapolis. We're getting socked in with snow right now, which is stretching well into Wisconsin, the Eau Claire region, the northern part of the state. This is conservative territory, and this is a pretty heavy snowstorm right now. That's generally in the case has been in elections where they've had snowstorms, the voter turnout's pretty low. If the conservative areas are low, this could dramatically affect the race. Have you heard anything about away from Madison and the voter turnout there?
Yeah, I haven't seen too many reports from outside of kind of southern Wisconsin. I know that in Madison right now it's kind of sleeting, so the weather's not great, but there's not a bunch of snow on the ground or anything like that. But yeah, I know that watching Twitter and seeing kind of the politicos tweet about what people are thinking, and I see a lot of Republicans tweeting about, don't worry about the snow, please come vote anyway, and I don't see as many from Democrats.
Well, it's because right now, I mean, let's face it, I mean, as you and I talked about, with the way things have gone with the blue wave, as they're describing it here in 2018 nationwide, the Democrats, and you've mentioned it with Madison, they're showing up. And the last thing that, I mean, especially you and I talked, this race was going to be close. You wonder if the deciding factor is going to be if, 4,000 or 5,000 people end up saying, well, you know what, I'm not going to risk going on out because it's coming down at 8 inches, in a few hours out there. I'd rather stay at home. That could end up being the deciding factor in this race.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be the weather or, the energy out there. I think, if you talk to some Democrats, they will say that there's a lot of energy and there's going to be more turnout on their side because of that, which might, have some sort of effect on, just what conservative voters are thinking is going to happen with the race, and that might have an effect on whether or not they choose to go vote or not. It's hard to say, how weather affects things or if it doesn't, and how this energy isn't, how voters take that and how they, turn that out into turnout or not. But, so we'll see what's going on in a few hours now, 4 hours, the polls will be closed.
Well, and you'd mentioned last time, you said these statewide races, you have to, the bases need their individual districts to show up in force. And so, yeah, it will be interesting to see if the weather plays a role there. You did have a few VIPs enter Wisconsin to jump into this race a little bit over the last few days as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Former Vice President Joe Biden actually did a robocall for Judge Rebecca Dallet, who's considered to be the liberal candidate or the liberal-leaning candidate in this race. I know there's a lot of national attention. I saw that BuzzFeed is paying attention to this race pretty closely. I just saw some story they wrote about where to watch the results of the race, mm-hmm. Which is not something we've seen before in the state Supreme Court races in Wisconsin. So I think nationally, people are looking to see if this race is another, race like Pennsylvania or, those kinds of races. And I think some people in Wisconsin, some conservatives have said in recent days that don't take this race as meaning anything. Don't look at the results of this race as being evidence of the so-called blue wave.
Okay.
And there are other factors there. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. That tells me something right there. Okay. What time do the polls close over there?
8 o'clock.
All right. Tomorrow, let's have you come on back. We'll talk about what ended up happening with this race, okay?
Okay, sounds great.